This is 5 Gospel Minutes of the International Gospel Hour, presented by Churches of Christ and individual Christians promoting New Testament Christianity. Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. It has been my experience that Americans seldom use the word steward, but it is not uncommon for us to use the word stewardship. When we speak of protecting our atmosphere, our land, our forests, and our streams, we often use the word stewardship. My concern today is to examine the word steward in reference to the sacred responsibilities of gospel preachers. Paul exhorted the Corinthians, "Let a man so account of us as of the ministers of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God." 1 Corinthians 4:1. The word minister simply means a servant, not necessarily a preacher, although all faithful gospel preachers are ministers. But so are all other faithful Christians. The word steward means a house manager. It was always used of a person who is acting under someone else's directions. The word steward appears 10 times in the New Testament. The word stewardship is used 7 times. Let us briefly examine the use of these two words. Our Lord urged His disciples to be ready if the Son of Man came during their lifetime on earth. Peter asked Him if He was speaking in a parable. Jesus responded, "Who then is a faithful and wise steward, whom his Lord shall make a ruler over his household, to give them their portion of meat in due season?" Luke 12:40-42. Jesus also taught His disciples the parable of the unjust steward. There was a certain rich man who had a steward, and the same was accused unto him that he had wasted his goods. And he called him and said unto him, "How is it that I heard this of you? Give an account of your stewardship, for you may no longer be a steward." Luke 16:1-2. There is more to the parable, but these verses help us to understand the meaning of the word steward. He was a man in charge of someone else's property. Paul called himself and Apollos stewards of the mysteries of God. There is great misunderstanding of the Bible's use of the word mystery. It is often interpreted to mean that which cannot be known or that which is difficult to understand, the mysterious. That is not the way the New Testament uses the word. The word literally means a military secret, but it came to mean any secret. Paul uses the word 20 times in his epistles. The word is used only 27 times in the entire New Testament. Please listen to these examples. In his great chapter on the resurrection, Paul told the Corinthians, "Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed." 1 Corinthians 15:51. Paul affirmed that God had made known to him the mystery, by which he meant salvation for Jews and Gentiles in the gospel of Christ. Ephesians 3:3-6. Paul compared our Lord's relationship to the church to the husband-wife relationship. He then said, "This is a great mystery, but I speak concerning Christ and the church." Ephesians 5:32. As stewards of the mysteries of God, Paul and Apollos were to preach only the true gospel. The gospel had been committed to Paul, to Apollos, and to other gospel preachers. Paul encouraged Timothy to be faithful to the trust that had been committed to him. "O Timothy, keep that which is committed to your trust, avoiding profane and vain babblings and oppositions of science, falsely so called." 1 Timothy 6:20. "Hold fast the form of sound words, which you have heard of me in faith and love which is in Christ Jesus. That good thing which was committed unto you, keep by the Holy Spirit who dwells in you." 2 Timothy 1:13-14. These verses indicate that neither Paul nor Apollos had the right to change what God had revealed in His Word. Preaching another gospel would bring curses of God on the preacher and on those who are deceived by the messages he delivers. Galatians 1:8-9. Paul's charge to Timothy was, "Preach the Word." Thank you, and may God bless you.